Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Fasten your seatbelt, people. You are in for something. We are in Ireland, and we are visiting with wonderful people doing wonderful things. And I am going to be sharing with you two interviews with some wonderful people today. And then I have lots to talk about in terms of travel tips and whatnot that I will manage to weave into the programming. Right now, I want to remind you that if you miss any part of today's show, or you want to hear it again, or you want to share it with a friend who's out of radio listening range coast to coast, go to sabrams.com, where by the middle of this week, you will be able to access the archived audio and listen to the programming, not only to the programming today, but going back to 2002 when we went on the air on July 7th. So any subject you're interested in, put the information, what you're searching for, into the search box at sabrams.com. And you'll get links to photos and audio and links to the websites of relevant places associated with what you're interested in. If you go to travelers411.com, you'll find on the navigation bar the word podcast. For a year from the date of the broadcast, you will be able to download the broadcast and take us with you. So if you're planning a drive, especially a drive that might take you into the mountains or someplace where all you're getting is static on the radio, or a station playing the worst music you've ever heard, you might want to take us along and you can listen to us in your travels at the airport, in the airplane, at the beach, under a palm tree, wherever you happen to be, we'd like to be with you. I'm about to take you off on an extraordinary visit to the inside of a tower castle that is inhabited in County Galway, Ireland. And I have to share with you a little background on this. If you've listened over any length of time, you've heard interviews I've done with my very good friend who's become practically a regular on Travel with Stephanie Abrams and Travelers 411, Mark Leslie. I first met Mark at Castle Leslie in County Monaghan more than a decade ago, and we have become great friends. Mark has told me he has a cousin who has a castle in Galway, a tower castle. The tower castles are the ones that are from the Norman period, I guess, and they're these, they look like a milk carton. You know, they're this big square, rectangular, reaching the sky. If you took the Washington Monument and lopped off the point at the top, you'd have something that looks like a square tower. Well, Mark has been telling me he'd like me to come and visit his cousins who own and live in Oranmore Castle in Oranmore, County Galway. And every time he's told me about these fine folks, I've said, why don't you make the arrangements and go with us and take us by our little hands to go and visit? We're here in Galway, and I was looking for something new and different to do that we hadn't done before. picked up a magazine about things to do in County Galway. And there was a paragraph that talked about a castle called Oranmore Castle that was a gift to Leonie, who was the daughter of Anita Leslie, and everything just fell together. This is Mark's family. These are the people Mark wanted me to meet. Happily, there was a phone number to call. I made the call, and within 90 minutes, we were visiting here, where we still are. And I'm going to introduce you to Leonie's husband, Alec Finn, who is a well-known musician in his own right, here sitting in a sunny, lovely, gorgeous room overlooking the waterfront at Oranmore Castle, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tanglewood tickets are on sale now. Visit the summer home of the Boston Symphony and Boston Pops, located in the beautiful Berkshire Hills of Western Massachusetts. For a full schedule and ticket information, visit tanglewood.org or call 888-266-1200.
When I realized where we would be going this afternoon, and I had called and organized with Leonie Finn an opportunity to drop in to Oranmore Castle this afternoon, I called Mark and said, why don't you meet us there? Unfortunately, he was somewhere between Mullingar and County Cavan and couldn't change his plans, because I would have loved for him to be here. But the Finns have been so welcoming and so gracious to have us just pop in and visit with them. And I want to thank you, Alec, for making the time today, because I'm sure the last thing on your agenda was, you know, giving us history on the castle and having a chat with us that we could record so my audience gets to be part of the visit as well. So a very special thank you very much.
Not at all. It was a bit of a surprise, but nevertheless, it's very enjoyable.
Thank you. So how old was Leonie when her mother, Anita Leslie, gave her the castle?
It was about 20 years ago. When Anita died, Leo inherited it from her, you know?
I only know one other person who was given a castle by their parents, and that's a woman, rest her soul, Anne Fitzpatrick Brown, who lived in Berkshire County, where we live in Western Massachusetts. For her 30th birthday, they bought her this wonderful place called Blantyre, and it was the first lodging establishment, because it was turned into a hotel. Mm-hmm. It was the first lodging establishment to be accepted into the Relais and Chateau organization.
Yeah.
And, my question is always, are you people adopting? Because, you know, wouldn't that be grand? So, were you married then?
Yes.
And where were you living before?
Well, we had Leo's father built a two-story thatch house in the village down the road for the horses, and a little farm there and horses, and we were living there and they were living here. And then when Anita sort of started to fade, we moved here with our children and sold the cottage, as we used to call it. That's gone now. So we've been here about 30 years, I would imagine, in the castle.
So now there is the original historic, was it built by the Normans?
Yes, de Burgos.
Okay.
De Burgos, yeah.
That turned into being the Burks.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. You know, it's funny, because I know a guy whose last name is de Burgo, and he's Portuguese.
Yeah. And a lot of it comes from the tune that, which is normally known as the Bucks of Oranmore, which is an Irish traditional tune. It was originally the Burks of Oranmore.
Okay.
You know, I'm afraid I don't sing.
Okay. Well, maybe we can get you to get out your instrument and play for us.
We'll see.
Share with my audience what the instrument is that you play.
It's a Greek bouzouki, a mandolin, in other words, you know.
Yeah. Makes a wonderful sound.
It makes a sweet sound, but purely by accident, someone brought me a present of one when I used to live in Dublin years ago.
How old were you at the time?
About 20. And someone
just picked one up and said, gee, I think you'll like this.
Yes.
Did you play other instruments before?
The guitar.
Was it a big crossover? Could you take if you play the viola, you probably could play the violin without too much effort?
Sort of. It's easier than if you didn't play any instrument.
Right.
Yeah, it would be.
And you fell in love with it?
Yeah, I just started playing it. That's it.
And when did you turn professional? Or had you already?
No, I hadn't. Let me see. 1972. We went over. We formed a band and went over for the bicentennial celebrations in Washington D.C.
Okay.
I think that was 1976.
Yeah, of course.
And
yes.
So then we started going regularly to America.
And what was the name of your group?
Dead Annan.
Okay.
Yeah. So we started regularly touring around the world, in fact, but quite a lot in America.
How many people were in your group?
Five or six, depending.
And what did they play?
Accordion, fiddle, banjo, a bowron, and bouzouki, and a singer. Normally a singer as well.
Got to get you together with Derek Warfield.
Yeah.
That would be a jam session, boy. I want to be the fly on the wall there, you know. I'll be happy to be the wallpaper.
Yeah.
Just sit in the corner and enjoy. Wow. Wow. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back because I want to really get some input about this incredible place. This is the kind of place that you typically would pay your admission at the door to come in. And I guess you could do that at certain times of the year, but for the most part, this is a private residence, and it's really very special to be invited in. Stay with me. Come right back. We're talking with Alec Finn, who, with his wife, Lainey, live here at Oranmore Castle in Oranmore, just south of Galway Town. We'll be right back.
To say my last goodbye, the love we knew ain't worth another try.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com. This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
And see the sun go down on Galway Bay.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so happy to be snug as a bug at Oran Mór Castle in the town of Oran Mór. You'll find it on the map. It's about 5 miles more or less south of Galway Town on the wild Atlantic Way of the Western Irish coastline. And I'm here with Alec Finn, who with his wife, Leonie, who inherited the house from her mother, Anita Leslie, who was an aunt of Mark Leslie. Is that right?
Yes. Right.
And for those of you who have listened for any length of time, you've heard Mark on the air with me. And Mark, and I suppose Leonie, are second cousins once removed. Or maybe twice removed, of Winston Churchill.
I believe so, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And you've heard me talk about the family and Castle Leslie in County Monaghan. So go to sabrams.com, sabrams.com, or travelers411.com, and put in Castle Leslie. Or put in Mark Leslie, because usually when I talk with Mark, we're not talking about Castle Leslie. It's coincidental. We're normally talking about some mischief he's been up to that makes visitors' experiences more and more exciting. In fact, the most recent, having been in Ireland, the exhibit that commemorates the events that led up to and the events of the Easter Rising in April of 1916, so just last year, celebrated the 100th anniversary of that event. And the exhibit he and his company created at the General Post Office in Dublin is a permanent exhibit. So anytime you get to Dublin, make sure you beat a path over there. Talk to me about what's here. I mean, uniquely, I have looked at and from time to time seen in real estate offerings in Ireland Norman castles, these castles that, for the benefit of my audience, kind of look like a big milk container. They're these big rectangular towers, and they generally don't have many windows on the outside because they were meant to be fortresses against whoever might be the marauders coming in. But the thought of living in a tower of Norman, I mean, it's, nah. So I've just this week noticed, this is the second castle, Norman Tower castle, I've noticed where people have actually taken stone and stucco and whatever to make it seem like it was built the same time the tower was built, and added on a dwelling area to it that's more
warmer.
Yeah, comfortable, warm, not damp and cold and what have
That's
you.
That's right.
And now, who did that here?
Well, this part, the lower part we're sitting in now, Leonie's mother, she bought the stones from the old Protestant church in the village, which was being destroyed or dismantled.
Right.
And they were using the limestone blocks for road fill. So she went, rushed up and bought them for, I think, half a crown each, two shillings and sixpence each.
Wow.
So all this, that's where you got all that lovely blocks, square limestones,
yeah, that's...
and arches and that, for, rather than being buried under the motorway type of thing.
Oh, wow.
So, and then we built on the conservatories here and a wing upstairs. It's a bit like a sort of condo offside of the castle. Which we hope doesn't take away from it. It's, you know.
Well, it doesn't at all.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't at all.
And then we're on the sea, so we have a good view of the sea all the time.
Oh, it's fabulous. Mm. Now, what water are we looking at? Is this Galway Bay?
This is the far end of Galway Bay. And
Galway Bay is so immense that you think you're looking at the ocean.
Yeah. Well, the next stop, America, as they say, you know, if
That's
you keep
it.
Going, you know.
That's it. On a clear day, you can see Boston?
That's right. That's about it, yeah.
Okay. I love that. What is there any information on the history of the castle of or
yeah,
North
this
castle?
Is great. I'm not that well up on it, but I know that Oliver Cromwell's son-in-law used it as a barracks during when Cromwell was over here.
Wow.
I think it was General Ireton, I think was his name. He lived here. And they provisioned a barracks on the island of Inishbofin and from here. After that, series of families, the Blakes were in it, and I think drank all the profits from it or something. And it eventually fell into disrepair for quite a long time. And the latest, one of the latest, I heard this quite recently, if I can get this right now, an American lady bought it as a ruin, and she had it anyway, but did nothing with it. She went back, she was a rich American lady, lived in New York, I think, you know, and Anita's mother came down, Lady Leslie, looking around, or something, or touring around Galway, and they saw it. She wanted to buy it.
Now, was it in her name, Leonie, also?
No, it was Anita.
No, Anita's mother.
It was Marjorie.
Okay, Marjorie.
Yeah, but they made inquiries to who actually owned it, and they made them through a chap called Billy Vincent, who had a Muckross Abbey down in Killarney.
Oh, that place is gorgeous.
Yes. They were great friends, Anita and Billy Vincent, and he discovered this lady and discovered where she was and met her in a lift in an apartment building or a hotel in New York.
That would be an elevator for those of you unfamiliar with English terminology in
yeah.
England. Go ahead.
And asked her if she would sell it. And she was. She said she would because she wasn't gone off the Irish because they didn't support the Brits in the Second World War, so she became a bit anti-Irish, if you know what I mean. Anyway, she sold it, he paid her for it, and Lisa paid him back, I think, and she bought it, and then moved in. Of course, stonemasons. There was no roof on it. There were cattle in the great hall here, and no
it's
window.
That's so the case. That's so the case in so many castles that have been restored, that the roof was gone and.
Oh, yeah.
Because often the legislative rule was that if the roof was in disrepair, you didn't have to pay the taxes. So people who didn't want to pay the taxes would go punch a hole in the roof.
And then
the water would come in and rot the wooden beams.
That's right.
And then once the beams came down, the beams didn't just hold up the roof, they held up the sidewalls.
Yeah.
So once the beams rotted and came down, the roof caved in, and often the parts of the sidewalls would cave in, and you see... castles that have been restored. When people came along and they bought the place, they took photos, and you've got trees growing up in the living room, animals milling about, and you know, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. It's always astounding to look at those pictures and then see what people have done to manage to restore and maintain and sustain history, living history. We'll be right back. Stephanie Abrams here at Oranmore Castle in County Galway. Don't leave me.
The ripple of the trout stream, the women in the meadows making hay, and to sit beside a
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns. Outdoor adventure and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm with Alec Finn. He and his wife, Leonie, own and live in Oranmore Castle in County Galway, Ireland. A place that truly is a living fairy tale, isn't it?
I suppose it is. You know, we won't get used to it after a while, you know, but yes, it is. It's very pleasant to live here, I have to say. A lot of work, a lot of cleaning up and gardening, and you know, it's not like Castle Leslie where you have the staff and gardener and this. We don't have any of that. We do it all ourselves. So, but it's nice. It's very, very nice.
So, but in your bones, in the marrow of your bones, there is a musician.
Yes, I think so. I like to think so, anyway.
So, when you were touring with the band, give me the name again.
Dedannan.
Right. So when you were touring with Dedannan,
yeah,
did you only play bouzouki?
Yes, bouzouki and guitar, but mainly bouzouki.
That's a great sound.
Yeah.
So where in the world did you go?
Well, a lot in America.
Where in America?
Oh, the whole, everything. New York, Boston, San Francisco, Texas, Los Angeles, everywhere. Yeah, I can say so many places.
And when you would tour, how long would you be away?
3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, that's not terrible.
No, it's not too bad.
No.
And at the time, you could fly. There weren't so many restrictions at the airports, you know, going through security. Mm-hmm. You know, you could change in Atlanta and fly on and, you know, a couple of hours and get...
Right, and did you ever hear the song... Oh, gosh, I hope I get the title correct, but we're going to dig it out and we're going to use the song as the lead-in music, the intro for the next segment.
Mm.
But the title of the song conveys the message, United Smashed My Guitar.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, it's hilarious. It is absolutely hilarious. And the way the song goes... This fellow is part of a band. He plays the guitar. He gets on a plane. He has a window seat. He looks out the window, and they are throwing the luggage around.
Oh, I've seen that happen.
And there goes his guitar.
That's right.
And apparently this actually happened.
I've seen
it
happen.
And it was like, you know, you invite the gorillas to come out and jump on the...
And particularly so, if you have fragile on it.
Oh, yeah.
They really go
that's
for it.
That's it. Right. That's the key word. Yeah. Hot button.
Yeah.
So... That incident, it actually happened to him, was the impetus for him writing the song.
Oh, right. Who wrote it, I wonder?
Well, we're going to find out because we've used it before, but not for years. But so when you went on a plane, did you take your instrument as carry-on or did you have it?
The guitars, you couldn't, but the bouzouki and the fiddle and the accordion, the rest of the instrument, you could. Yeah, you could.
Well, maybe not small enough today because you can barely get, for those of you in the U.S., particularly those of you in the Northeast who might remember boxes of Entenmann donuts. I mean, the boxes were like, the size of a large ice cube tray that you put in the freezer.
Yeah.
That's about the size of what you can get in the overhead.
Oh, right. And I'm sure you wouldn't be able to do it now.
No, it's a problem. You know, 100 years ago, I was a travel agent after changing, you know, reinventing myself a couple of times. Because that's not where I started out or where I ended up. But the person who used to take credit for training me, which I really didn't enjoy having her say because she was notorious for making ridiculous mistakes. But she had, for a time period, some very glamorous clients, among them Tony Bennett. And not just Tony Bennett, but Tony Bennett and the band. So when she booked a trip for them, she was booking 16 people in an airplane.
Yeah.
Plus the guy who played the bass.
Yeah.
They bought a seat in first class for the bass.
Yes, you have to do that with the cello as well, I remember.
Yeah. So, I'm sure Yo-Yo Ma, I think Yo-Yo Ma's cello was a Stradivarius or...
Oh, you couldn't put that in the hole.
No.
Not a hole.
You wouldn't let go of it.
No.
No, it reminds me of a family. I was. It looked like the son, the elderly mother, and the son's wife walking through the airport in Geneva. And they were overladen with baggage that they were hand luggage they were carrying. And the elderly mother was struggling, carrying an attaché case. And I offered to help her, and the woman almost decked me.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's a good thing she wasn't a black belt because she would have laid me out with a lily on the ground. God knows what was in that briefcase. It was either the crown jewels or millions of dollars, but she wasn't taking her hand off that thing. I mean, it's like, you know, no good deed will go unpunished. She wasn't going to let me help her, and there was a good chance she was going to kill me in the process. But fine, it's okay. Not to worry. You know, it's like the story of the Boy Scout trying to get somebody across the street they don't want to cross.
That doesn't want to go, yeah.
Was there a favorite place that you visited when you were in your musician mode?
Japan, China.
Where did you play in Japan?
In Tokyo and Osaka and a few other places.
So let's talk about Osaka.
Well, I can't remember much about it. You say you've been there, fly in.
Yeah, we flew into Narita in Tokyo.
Yeah.
And we spent time in Tokyo, and then we took the train to Osaka.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, I said to my husband then, if we lived closer, I'd have a weekend house in Osaka.
Yeah.
But it's a little too far away for a weekend, especially when you live on the east coast of the U.S.
It certainly is.
But... what a wonderful place. 17 World Heritage Sites, 600 shrines, 200 temples. No, not Osaka, Kyoto.
Kyoto.
Yeah, I'm still on jet lag.
Don't worry.
Get yourself back to Japan, go to Kyoto.
Yeah.
Oh, my word. What a city. And for me to mess that up, that wasn't good. But, hey, that's what happens. Listen, people, every now and then, I hear about some company that's putting restrictions on people flying, not wanting them to fly in business class when they're going on a transatlantic or transpacific flight, wanting them to go do whatever business they have to do and come right home again because it's costing the company money for food and lodging and taxis and entertainment. You land on jet lag and do business, you have to be out of your last marble mind.
Yeah.
Because you're not to be held responsible for anything you say or do for at least 48 hours. And I had on a doctor who started out as a cardiologist, had another transition into some other area of medicine, and ultimately got interested in the relationship between behavior and sleep disorders. And he wrote a book, I can't remember his name, but he was wonderful. And I had him on to talk about jet lag. And what he said was that when it comes down to it, you need one day to recover from jet lag for every time zone you flew through. So from the East Coast to Ireland is 5 time zones.
Yeah.
Therefore, you need 5 days. I'm not here 5 days yet, so everybody forgive me. But you fly someplace where you go through 8 or 10 or 12 time zones. Don't plan on landing and doing business right away because you will sell your company down the river and not even know you did it.
But if you're a musician, you have to do that. I mean, sometimes it's nearly every night, you know.
Do you forget music? Do you make errors?
Not many. You sort of, it almost becomes automatic after a while, you know. But you do, you fly and you play that night.
Ghastly.
And then you might fly the next morning, you know.
Ghastly.
You can't afford to stay, you know, to fly to such and such a place, stay for a few days holiday, because they have no money to bring home, you know.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back, and I'm going to tell you something that Dave Brubeck, rest his soul, told me about a year before he died about travel and playing. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit newyorkbyrail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit amtrak.com.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
we saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's Ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sites reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Longcrow Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
This is your year to explore the world, and what better way to do that than with Lufthansa German Airlines, providing you with service to 221 destinations in 84 countries. You can fly from 21 North American gateways nonstop to Lufthansa's hubs, Munich and Frankfurt, your jump-off points to visit the world. Join the over 4.9 million passengers monthly worldwide who enjoy and appreciate the standards of quality, service, and safety that Lufthansa German Airlines is known for. Visit Lufthansa.com. Lufthansa, nonstop you. Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows are brought to you in part by the Crown Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel. Call 413-499-2000 or log on to berkshirecrown.com. Crown Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel, the place to meet.
Because United breaks guitars.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to be, you have no idea how delighted I am to be, at Oranmore Castle in Oranmore, County Galway, the home of the Finns, Alec and Leonie, and we're talking with Alec, who are family to the folks over at Castle Leslie, and Mark Leslie, and Sammy Leslie, and go to put their names in at sabrams.com. We were talking about what happens when you're traveling. Dave Brubeck performed at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony, and the Boston Pops perform in the summer, and there are popular artists who come and perform. And I hope you will come. We will come to Albany or Boston or New York or wherever you fly into and pick you up and escort you to Berkshire County. We'd love to have you as our guest.
Well, thank you.
And you would love it.
Yeah,
you would love it. And Tanglewood is in session from the middle of the middle of June, for a couple of weeks until just after, usually around 4th of July, it's all popular artists. And then the BSO, the Boston Symphony, is performing all kinds of classical stuff. And the Pops comes in between. And it's just wonderful. And then when the classical season ends near the end of August, Labor Day weekend, there's always something wonderful going on. Generally, the Boston Pops and other performers will be there. It's just a... It's an amusement park for people who love music. It's an amazing summer experience. So Dave Brubeck had performed at in Ozawa Hall, which holds about 3,000 people, and then the doors at the back are open, and the hill, it's like a hillside goes upward, and you'll have another 1,000 or two or more on the lawn behind Ozawa Hall. And I had a chance to meet him after the performance. And he was telling me that he was performing first in London and then in some of the towns around London in the countryside.
Mm.
So they did their London performances, and they had him installed in a hotel in London. And every day they were driving to somewhere else and then coming back. By the time the performance was over, they get back to London. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. And it was wearing him out. And finally, somebody said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to arrange for you to be able to stay out in the countryside so you're closer to these other towns. And so we are getting you a flat. And he said, well, that'll be sharp. Which is a C, by the way. I want to thank you so much for... What is it that we need to know about Oranmore Castle that I didn't ask you, or about the region in which you are ensconced, Alec?
Well, it's very famous for oysters. Down the road, we have a little town called Clarenbridge, who are famous for oysters, and they have a big oyster festival here and in Galway every year.
Wait, about what time of year do they do that?
Autumn or the fall, around that time. When oysters come back, you can't eat an oyster with an hour.
That's what I was about to ask you. What are the months?
Yeah, but when that stops, But
Oysters are also from May through August.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so are crabs.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
But so it's very, very well known.
Except for stone crabs.
Oh, we don't have stone crabs, as far as I know.
Well, go to Florida for them. You know what? They would overnight them to you from Joe's Stone Crabs in Miami. They send them out in these...
Are they freshwater?
What do I know? I just know they're delicious. They send it out in a styrofoam cooler with dry ice or something, and it's, you got to get it within 24 hours. But
fantastic.
With FedEx, you can do that.
Yeah. So that's the main thing that comes to mind. Of course, in Galway City, the big Galway Arts Festival, They have a Galway film. They have a festival every week for something or
and
other.
And then there's the Galway races. Try to get in.
There's the Galway races, of course, as well. So
you could make a fortune renting out rooms in this castle when the Galway races are in town.
I suppose you could.
And what a bunch of Damon Runyon characters you'd get coming through.
You certainly would. You know, it'd be party time all day. Whatever.
Well, on that happy note of party time at Oranmore Castle, this has been a real party for us. And thank you very much, Alec Finn, and your lovely wife, Leonie, for being so gracious at the drop of a hat and one phone call. Come ahead. And here we are. Come back next week. Gotta fly now.
Moon, they say, come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.